In the spring of 1809, with Napoleon's efforts to subdue Spain continuing to absorb the manpower and resources of the French Empire, Austria seized the opportunity to avenge her losses of the previous 12 years by opening a second front in the east. Inviting the German states to throw off the French yoke, the Austrians moved swiftly to envelop the French position in and around Regensburg, sending an army under General Bellegarde southwest from Bohemia, while another under Archduke Charles advanced up the Danube. While Napoleon in Paris scrambled to assemble fresh levies of troops and supplies for the coming campaign, French forces at Regensburg were forced to hang on until sufficient reinforcements could arrive. Upon Napoleon's arrival at the front on the 18th, however, the French counteroffensive began to take shape. While Marshal Davout withdrew from Regensburg through a narrow defile along the Danube, French forces went on the attack at Ebensburg, routing three Austrian corps under Prince Louis and sending them fleeing southward. Meanwhile, Davout managed to drive Archduke Charles back upon Ecmule, where, with the help of a newly organized corps under Marshal Lannes, the French scored a signal victory on the 22nd. Having turned back the Austrian advance in Bavaria, the French quickly advanced eastward, and by the middle of May, the Grand Army was once again in Vienna, while the Austrians lay across the Danube immediately opposite their capital. At this point, French engineers went to work on an extensive pontoon bridge from the southern bank of the Danube to a large island near the opposite shore. By the 20th, a large French force had crossed to the island and made its way onto the opposite shore near the villages of Aspern and Essling. On several occasions, however, the Austrians managed to break the pontoon bridge by sending large floating rams downstream. And in heavy fighting over the course of the next 2 days, Archduke Charles handed Napoleon the first tactical defeat of his career, blasting the French back onto Le Beau Island. Marshal Lannes himself was mortally wounded in the action, and suddenly the French reputation for invincibility was called into question. Nevertheless, in little more than a month, Napoleon regrouped his forces, setting the stage for another great battle.